So I want to get on to your next case, but just one more question about upfront therapy, and it relates to the older patient. And I was curious what you think about this comment that a prominent HL investigator made in one of our CME programs, which is, "I do not use bleomycin in people over the age of 60." Agree or disagree?
So just to give you my approach to an older patient with Hodgkin's lymphoma, the first question I think needs to be asked is this patient a candidate for curative therapy? And whether that means AVD, ABVD, or a different regimen like Clavip is important. If they're at all a potential candidate for curative therapy, then I assess their risk for potential side effects with either bleomycin or anthracyclines, both of which can have issues as they get older. Assuming that they are relatively healthy, meaning no pulmonary problems and no cardiac problems, I don't remove ABVD from the discussion, particularly in the era of risk-adapted therapy where we're minimizing the role of bleomycin.
No age limit on that. Theoretically, if you have a 75-year-old, would you consider it?
I mean, I think I would consider it, but certainly as age increases, the risk of bleomycin toxicity increases. That being said, my cutoff, I think, is a little bit higher than 60. I think over 70, I would have severe concerns about giving bleomycin. But I think 61, 62, 63, otherwise healthy individuals can receive two cycles of bleomycin, and I'm comfortable with that.
What would you use it in a healthy 70-year-old, for example? What would you use? I hear people talking about AVD, which I think a lot of people did before Echelon, but obviously you could also use BV-AVD. What do you generally use in that, over if you, I don't know how often you even see it, probably not too often.
Well, outcomes, it is not common, but certainly in my practice, older individuals with Hodgkin's lymphoma do get sent to me. The balance you run with older patients is they have a higher rate of bleomycin lung toxicity. They also have poor outcomes with therapy to begin with. And so then there is a balance that one must consider weighing the potential risk of omitting drugs and their relapse rate versus the potential for lung toxicity of bleomycin. In a person who's older than 70 with advanced stage disease, that is to say, disease which is stage three or four with significant risk factors, I would tend to lean towards AAVD currently to minimize the risk of lung toxicity, but also to potentially improve his chance of success. Outside of that, historically, I had used AVD or even Clavip, depending on his performance status, which has curative potential, which is chlorambucil, vinblastine, procarbazine, and prednisone. There is a study that Andy Evans has presented looking at brentuximab vedotin, and brentuximab vedotin alone was looked at patients over the age of 60. And while it's very active as a single agent, the durability of the drug was not as promising as I think I had hoped or others had hoped in the field. But in combination with either single agent drugs, such as dacarbazine, for instance, or in the methodology used by Andy Evans, where he did a lead-in with two cycles of brentuximab vedotin in older patients, followed by AVD and then consolidation with brentuximab vedotin. What was important to note is the outcomes were relatively good. The toxicity profile was manageable. Obviously, there's no bleomycin in this regimen. The issues, I think, largely were with this that it is a very long therapy, and only about half of the patients were able to complete the entirety of therapy because you're looking at six cycles of AVD plus six total cycles of brentuximab vedotin. And that can be quite difficult from a duration of treatment. There was increased rates of peripheral neuropathy in older patients compared to younger patients, as well as neutropenia and febrile neutropenia. So those things need to be considered as well.